So let's do a little recap of everything we've been talking about. We have these two sections. We have the soloing part, we have the composing part. Under the soloing part, the main thing to focus on is closing the gap between having all these tools of scales and licks and sequences, and then being able to use them all in a comfortable, relaxed way. And the way to get to that point is to use what I call safe zones, is to use the one scale approach. That is, instead of learning every tool and say, okay, now I have the whole blues scale down across the neck, or now I have the whole minor scale, minor arpeggio, whatever, then instead of that, then focus on just a little area where you become a total master, as you remember. And really just focus for an entire week on just soloing in that little area, using every, you know, using the different modes, the different realms that we were in, focusing on the minor, focusing on the major, focusing on the blues-based progressions there, and then the Phrygian, and then going back and forth between them and playing around with them in just one tiny place. So you become as good as you want to be right there. And then moving on to another one, then combining the two once you master two little spots, and then moving on. Then suddenly the fretboard doesn't seem that large. And that is really closing the gap, being able to sit down, and then a guy says, Phrygian, sharp third, and you go into that, you play the arpeggio, you do the little thing yet that you like to do in that particular spot. And then he says minor, and then you go to minor, and then he says ba, and you go to that. And so it becomes just second nature, just moving back and forth between these things. So that's really the main thing to focus on there. That's the biggest gem from that soloing part there. Then you have the techniques that you want to practice as well. You want to focus working on them, using the metronome, getting your accents right, getting the technique right, and then taking that in front of the TV, and then just using all those TV hours to build that amazing skill. That's an entirely different way of practicing. And the first thing here, the one scale approach, you're fooling around with it, you're playing around with it, you are improvising, you're coming up with little ideas. On this part, you are building motorical skills here, so you want to have endless repetitions of the same fully controlled technique. You stay at a tempo where you can control anything, everything. You don't go fast. You, of course, go as fast as you can while remaining in total control. No making mistakes, no being, I don't know if I can make it. Just program your brain with those thousands and even millions of repetitions while you watch TV. And the cool thing about TV these days is that most of it, if you just flick the channels, are just, you know, it's not really exciting. It's not really heavily entertaining. It's just, you know, it just keeps you anchored right there without, you know, you're not really happy, you're not really. So you have lots of attention that you can give to what you're doing here. And if you're using a electric guitar that's unplugged and you mute the strings even, then you can really get the volume down so you don't bug your family members, if you have some. So those are the things to focus on in that department there. Then we have the sequencing part. And that again is really a good thing, is because you could do that every day. Even if you spend 80% of your time focusing intensely on whatever skill, then you can still, you know, create a little sequence every single day and have that as a menu on your practice regimen there, as a piece of the menu. So you can do that every day. Just come up with a new sequence. Just use that little tool there to create new sequences all the time. And once in a while, you come up with something that is relatively easy to play or feels comfortable and also sounds great. And you develop that from there and take it across the fretboard and so on. But you don't have to use a ton of time each day to build that, to build those sequences. And then when we come to the composing part, you want to focus, as I said, on composing each and every day. And or at least building ideas every day and then picking from those ideas, and then using the system that we've been talking about to create every level of the song. And so if you're thinking, okay, this was a big course, there's a lot to do here, then what should you focus on right away? Then go to the website and look at the page where it says program overview or program overview, and then pick a thing. And pick the most exciting thing, because you have your mental evaluation of what you should be practicing right now. And that might be something like, well, I'm not so good at alternate picking, so technically that's perhaps there I should focus. Then I'm not into composing, and I should, I've believed, and so on. And those are very valuable thoughts, but you have another part of you that tells you just exactly what to focus on. And you might want to listen to that most of the time, and then have that mental dialogue there advise you for some of the time as well. But whatever you feel inspired by, whatever is the most exciting, is often the way to go. Because that excitement will make you practice it, will make you really go for it. And then you might say, but I feel excited by this, then 2 weeks go by, and then I feel excited by this, and then that. And so I'm never really, you know, staying there, and I've never really reached mastery on it. And you might want to have your mental part of your brain say, okay, so I feel that is exciting right now. Maybe I want to create a plan where I say, okay, I keep focusing on that for a month, and I do everything I can to stay there for as long as possible. But then I still have a certain amount of respect for the part of me that says, I want to move on to something else. And because if you're intense when you practice, then moving from one thing to another might not be the worst idea in the world. So you spend 1 week focusing on intensely on alternate picking, then 1 week focusing on intensely on composing. That's perhaps not, you might want to counteract that by creating longer plans, but don't hate that, because that's not necessarily a bad thing. You can become pretty good at walking from stuff to stuff or thing to thing all the time, as long as you're intense when you practice it. So have a balance between the mental, what should I do now, what's best for me in my development, and then listen to that passion there that says, we want to do this. This is exciting. Let me do sweep picking patterns. That's what we like to do. And then go into other stuff when that arises within you. So on the soloing part, I really recommend spending every single part of your TV time on practicing those techniques. And then I recommend that you focus on the one scale approach and really getting comfortable with these four realms, major, minor, blues-based, and Phrygian sharp third. And then on the compose, and just practice that every single day. Have that as a, you know, you just do that every day from now on, the rest of your life. Or at least you pick a spot and then you stay there for a week. You pick the next spot, stay there for a week. You develop that freedom, and you play around with it. That's the main thing there. Then you practice your technique in front of the TV, work on it with the metronome for a specific amount of time until you can do the accents right, and you can practice it slowly without focusing 110% on it while getting it right over here in front of the TV. Then on the composing part, you want to do it all the time again. You don't want to have months go by where you're not composing anything. And if that happens, it's often because you blow it up too big. So you want to get it down again and say, okay, what was the fun about it here? Let's create some ideas. Let's use the system. Create a chord progression. Create a little sequence over it. Record it. Have fun with it. Do a Phrygian sharp three soloing piece. Just record it using my guitar and then some drums and some bass. And then let's have fun listening to that every day and doing some new stuff and so on. So keep it small. Keep it simple for yourself so you don't blow up into this huge project where you have to know everything. And if you don't know everything and master everything right away, then it's not worth doing anyway. You want to keep focusing on the joy of it, on the fun of it, to keep things going, really. So those are really the words here. And then to create your finest hour, to create a life, when we look at the guitar project anyway, to have that be just that sweet spot in your life, you really always have to focus on having fun. When you forget that part, that's when you have gone astray on a path that will lead you just into necessity and the gray zone of mediocrity and it's never good enough and blah, blah, blah. You want to stay here and focus on, it has to be fun all the time. It might be hard fun. It might be, bam, I'm going to do it fun. It might be, just go for that plan. Just go in front of the TV. I'm going to practice for 6 hours. It might hurt in your hands and all of that. But it's still fun. It's a project that you have put yourself into. The second it becomes good, it's something you have to do because you agreed that you wanted to do it, or it becomes boring work. That's when you know that you have just completely, should choose my words carefully here, you have destroyed the whole thing for yourself. Because you have turned what is beautiful and what is fantastic and what is magical into something that just isn't fun anymore. And you did that. Music has nothing to do with it. You did that in your brain by constructing things in a way so you put demands on yourself or put rules up that aren't fun to live with. It's great to put up rules. It's great to make it a game and really go for it and say, if I can, you know, I have this 30-day challenge where I produce an idea or a song a day, and I, you know, I spend 80% of my time practicing the one scale approach right now. While I'm doing that, I spend all of my time or TV time practicing. I place my guitar besides the TV or in front of it, so I can't watch TV without also looking at that guitar. It's great to make all these plans and to commit to them and do everything you can to follow them. But if at all you get to the point where you get a bad conscience or you get ugh or any kind of negative emotion, that's when you know that you've just screwed yourself over. Sorry, I said it. And that's when you need to revisit your plans and say, okay, I set the game up here so I couldn't win. I set the game up so it wasn't fun anymore. So I need to revise my plans and say, okay, I might need to turn it down a bit here on the ambition level of how many ideas I can create in a day. I need to make it fun so I can do it. And then to accept it and just say, one idea a day is great. That is way more than most people do. Practicing for 1 hour and really high intensity, high focusing practice is great. Focusing on just spending half of my time in front of the TV, practicing is great. And then when the next wave of passion comes along, because you see something, you hear something, you go to a concert, and then when you get back home, you're just energized with and want to practice all the time, then you can do it again. Then you can just turn up for the energy again. But do not at any point, you have to do something about negativity, because it's going to destroy it for you. And it starts wonderfully with you wanting to, you know, enjoy playing guitar and composing, and then it turns ugly because you do that. Just remember, it's you who's doing it all the time, and it's you who can change it and get back on track and enjoy playing guitar and composing and all of that. And the same thing goes for over being overwhelmed. It's the same thing that happens there. Oh my God, I have to learn everything all at once. It's you doing that. It's you setting that standard. And you need to go back and say, okay, let me take one piece at a time, which is what everyone had to do to get to that mastery level there. One step at a time, and you have to enjoy every single step. You might use self-discipline to push yourself through a barrier here and there for a split second, but you do not want to push yourself all the time. You want to enjoy the activity, and if you're not enjoying it, then you will stop it. Because feeling bad and looking at your instrument is going to eventually want to go away from the instrument. So you're programming your brain all the time. Just like when you're practicing making mistakes all the time, that's what you become good at. You become good at making mistakes. If you spend time with your instrument or time producing music and you hate it, or you just feel ugh, then that's the connection that your brain is going to look at your guitar eventually and say ugh. And so everything just becomes ugh in that department. So you want to get away from that as fast as possible. Have fun, preferably almost all of the time. And then use your power to push through the resistance to spend those hours practicing. But it's got to be like it's a game. You know, when you push yourself in a game of soccer or football and you really go for it, you could say, oh, that's a lot of energy to expel or to use on an activity like that. But, and it hurts, you get hurt, people push you and you fall over and your knee is just, that's the way to really spend force and to use energy to practice for 6 hours or 8 hours, go for an entire weekend. But negativity, just, you gotta do it, come on, is going to make you a crappy football player or soccer player. It does not work. It's going to lower your levels of creativity, and there's no genius level available, I can assure you of that, if it's not fun, if it's not just passionate work. So you want to say, get rid of that and get rid of all of that negativity. And I'm not saying don't push yourself and don't use yourself, but it has to be with the energy of that energy you would have in a football game, as I said, that bow, instead of that, oh, gotta do it. And you whip yourself and say, oh, that's not the way to become a master. No one who ever became a master has used that strategy. You cannot get there by using self-discipline and force and negativity. It does not happen. What you will get is just an aversion to practicing and spending time with that instrument there. So enough about negativity and stuff like that. That was the recap. So I hope you got that. And just select a spot to focus on each area here, and then just go for it and keep going for it. Also, when you get down, then you get up again and you go for it again. Do not give up. Don't talk negatively about making plans and then not sticking with them. Just recommit every single time you get a surge of passion. Recommit and go for it once more, all the time. And there's nothing that can keep you away from reaching that mastery level. Nothing. See you in another place, another video.